A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked round at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, and he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." The Gospel of the Lord. It seems odd in a way, so soon after Pentecost, to go back to the days immediately before the Passion, but that is exactly what happens here. This passage in the Gospel immediately follows Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which we commemorated on Palm Sunday. And the Jesus that it presents is a million miles away from the traditional picture of Jesus as meek and humble of heart, which perhaps we still tend to think of as the norm. He's angry here, and his anger finds expression in words and in actions. And to be honest, it's not hard, really, to find a certain sympathy for the fig tree which has no fruit. It's not the season for figs. It seems so unreasonable by ordinary standards to curse it that we need to look for a deeper significance. And I think we can find that deeper significance if we look back at last Thursday's Gospel, the one where Jesus proposed that we cut bits off us, our hand or our eye or our feet, if necessary, to prevent us from sinning. Obviously, he didn't think we should go around amputating ourselves, but the overall meaning of these hard lessons is really quite simple. It's that we should stop at nothing to make sure that we bear good fruit, whatever the season. And then, the center of this passage, the purification of the temple courtyard. Because the temple is a holy place, it's not a market, it's not a center for trade. And Jesus makes this even clearer when he quotes Isaiah, "My house will be called a house of prayer for all peoples." The doves that are being sold in the courtyard are being sold to be sacrificed. But Jesus wants our attention to focus on prayer, on the temple as the place where we can meet God, talk with God, engage in a close, prayerful relationship with God. It makes some people uncomfortable to see Jesus in a rage throwing tables around, calling the merchants robbers. It doesn't seem like the Jesus we're perhaps more comfortable with. But we've been taught again and again that ours is a vocation to love, to forgive, to embrace even our enemies. And although that is the center of our Christian behavior, it doesn't mean that we should be soft and soppy and sentimental and never, ever get angry. Sometimes it's right to be angry. Sometimes the most loving thing we can do is to speak out against obvious wrongdoing and injustice, to take action, not to sit on the sidelines, which means being passive, not being engaged. Everybody needs to be reminded what worship is really about, that commerce doesn't go with worship, that you can't buy God's approval or his forgiveness or his intervention by sacrificing living creatures or by spending money. No, because the currency of faith is reverence, it's truth, it's respect, it's recognition that a holy place is not and must never be a marketplace. You can't buy God. You can never, never buy a house of prayer for all peoples except with the currency of faith.